Well, we are at the Chicago Golf Show, and we are with Kerry Williams, the Executive Director of the Illinois PGA. And Kerry, first of all, I'm sure you're getting excited as we get closer and closer to the outdoor part of the Chicago golf season. And recently, this past week, you made some news regarding the Illinois Open.
We did. We announced that in 2016, the Illinois Open will take place at Royal Fox Country Club and Royal Hawk Country Club in St. Charles, both owned by the Royal Group. We're going back to Royal Fox and their 25th anniversary for the club in the PGA of America and the Illinois Section's 100th anniversary. So there's some neat historical synergies there, and we're thrilled to be headed back to a old host with a new format.
Tell us a little bit about the decision to go there. People are noticing that you're now at your third different Illinois Open course in 3 years. Is that going to continue to be the pattern, or you think you might lock in there for a few years down the road?
Everything we do with the Illinois Open is done with the field in mind, with the competitors in mind, and we just want to put on the best championship experience that we can. And this year, we know that Royal Fox and Royal Hawk are going to roll out the red carpet to us like our previous hosts have, and we're just looking on to put a great show for the best professionals and amateurs in the state of Illinois.
Last year, you expanded the field a little bit, and now having had some time to look at it, how did that all work out, and how about the feedback you got from the people that play in the Illinois Open about that?
The feedback that we got is great. It's something that we need to continue to promote, the fact that we do have 258 players in the starting field, 7 qualifiers leading up to that. We've doubled the field size, and we had fantastic feedback. The competitors loved it. Those that tried to qualify, going into a qualifier feeling like they've got a shot to play in the state open championship was very exciting. It's something that we need to continue to promote. We've made a 3-year commitment to the 258 player field format, and we're just going to keep working on it. We know that the event will continue to grow, and that's all we want for the championship.
How are you looking to grow that? Obviously, some of the state opens have expanded the boundaries a little bit as to who can play, who can't play. Are you continually looking into those kind of changes? Or I know a lot of the pros that are here in Illinois like it when it's people from Illinois.
Well, my observation is this. If we would even consider changing the Illinois Open to an open, where players from outside the state of Illinois could compete, we would then change all historical comparison, champion to champion, going forward. So you wouldn't be able to look at the trophy and say, in 1975, so-and-so player won the Illinois Open Championship, and then look at it in 2025, when it was a national championship, and compare score or compare standing of that player. I think that for the names on the trophy to be comparable from year to year in a 50-plus-year-old event, the events have to be comparable from year to year. So I believe keeping it as a state-based Illinois Open maintains the history of the event and the ability to compare championships year to year.
Some of us were also looking at the remainder of the schedule. I know that you're probably getting ready to announce the full schedule this year, and can you let us know if there's any other surprises we should be looking for?
We will continue to host our events at the top of facilities around Illinois. We will be taking our match play back to Kemper Lakes, which is always such a fantastic host to us and has hosted so many majors on the Illinois PGA schedule, bringing our Players' Championship back to Eagle Ridge out in Galena. They have done a fantastic job with that property, upgrading it, and really rolled the red carpet out for our participants last year. And the guys can't wait to be going back.
And your section championship, the last I knew, was scheduled for Olympia Fields?
Our section championship will return to Olympia Fields. We're on a 3-year rotation with Stonewall Orchard, Medina Country Club, and Olympia Fields. So we are back at Olympia Fields this year for what is their golf centennial. They celebrated their centennial last year in 2015. That was their incorporation centennial. But we're going to try and make the plea that the Illinois PGA centennial and the Olympia Fields golf centennial match up nicely.
What else would you like people to know about the Illinois PGA as you settle in for, I guess, your first full season here at the helm?
I think that I would like the golfing public to know just how important the growth of the game is to the PGA professional. I think it's interesting that the United States Golf Association, the USGA, has taken it as their platform to preserve the game. And the game is something so historical that does need to be preserved. But I'm proud to be part of the PGA of America that is looking to grow the game, to build off of that historical preservation, to bring more players into the game through our initiatives like Drive, Chip, and Putt, PGA Junior League, and all the little things our PGA professionals do day in and day out to grow the game. Every time they make one of their regulars or members or constituents have a better day on the golf course, that's what the PGA professional is about.
How does the Illinois section plan to celebrate the PGA of America centennial this year? Is there anything you'll do to help recognize or honor that?
The exciting thing is that 2016 is also the Illinois PGA centennial. We are a founding member section of the Illinois PGA. So not only will we be a part of the PGA of America centennial taking place in New York City in November of this year, but we will be having our own section centennial with activities for our members and their families, as well as activities for the Chicago golfing public. And you can look for more information about that coming in March.
Tell us a little bit about what you did here at the Chicago Golf Show. Every year it's been a new look, and some of your pros, Hans Larsson, Trey Van Dyke, and a few other people have gotten behind sort of building out the model here a little bit. PGA Village, kind of an interesting name and kind of a great new look this year. Talk about the guys and the people you work with that pulled this all together, because it looks like the golfing public's really getting a great example of golf and also the PGA section here in Illinois.
We have a fantastic committee that is our Player Development Committee, and Hans Larsson at Westmoreland Country Club and Patrick Lynch at Cantini Golf have chaired the subcommittee of that committee, which is the Chicago Golf Show Committee, and we just have a group of dedicated professionals who wanted to have a true footprint that the Chicago Golf Show's attendees could come to an area on the show floor and get their fill of lessons, one-on-one interaction with PGA professionals, anything that they needed to have better access to the game, have more fun playing the game. So we have 7 full swing stations, a putting green, 2 foresight simulators, a mini putt course for the kids, and we're also a part of one of my favorite initiatives, which is the IJGA scavenger hunt, where kids attending the show can go from booth to booth, learn more about what's on the show floor plan, and take their card back to the Illinois Junior Golf Association to win prizes.
I know people still ask me, hey, I see those license plates out there. I believe that was sort of a Illinois PGA and Illinois Junior Golf co-venture, and I think you were junior golf at the time when it first started, but people who still want to hook up on those license plates, can they do that?
Absolutely. The Support Youth Golf License Plate is actually an Illinois PGA Foundation initiative, and funds from the license plate revenue that the foundation receives go to various youth golf programs. The license plates are available through the Secretary of State. There's a little bit of a rumor that the license plates are no longer available. The Secretary of State is no longer accepting new applications from charities to create new license plates like the youth golf plate. Ours is still available, and I think one of the hidden stories there is that they're a great avenue for people that are looking for a vanity plate. A lot of times you might want to get your last name or your kid's name on a vanity plate, and it's taken with a regular State of Illinois plate. So if you're into golf, love the game, a Support Youth Golf plate can be purchased on the Secretary of State plates. You know that you are serving the golf community and junior golf in particular, and you might just see that vanity plate that you're after is available in a youth golf plate.
On the Drive, Chip, and Putt, I believe the championship ends up down at Augusta National right before the start of Masters Week, but it seems like more and more kids are getting involved, and it's a pretty special event all the way through, and real special if they make it to Augusta.
Absolutely. The Drive, Chip, and Putt is a free initiative that is available to juniors via the United States Golf Association, Augusta National, and the PGA of America. We have 9 qualifiers here in the Illinois section where juniors can compete in a drive, chip, and putt, go through to the next level of competition, and potentially play their way to Augusta National. We have 4 juniors from the state of Illinois that will be representing their various age and gender groups at Augusta National this year. And you can register for that event at drivechipandputt.com to find out the 9 area local qualifiers qualifiers, the regional event that the Midwestern states go through on the road to Augusta is at Medina Country Club. So it's always fantastic to bring the kids out there on their way on their road to Augusta.